The George Norlin Award, given by the University of Colorado in Boulder, was recently awarded to Nikhil Menkinkar, a civil and human rights leader and past two-time chairman of the City of Boulder Human Relations Commission. Rosanna Longo spoke with Menkinkar about his work in Boulder as a champion for diversity, inclusion, gender equity, the LGBTQ community, the homeless, and more under-resourced and underserved communities in Colorado.
I was recognized through my work in Boulder as a champion for diversity, inclusion, gender equity, the LGBTQ+ community, the homeless, and more under-resourced and underserved communities in Colorado.
Please tell us what you were able to do with the initiative of changing to an Indigenous Day, but including the people so that they can celebrate this day.
So with Indigenous Peoples Day in 2016, I formed a special resolution committee with local Indigenous leaders to co-found the Indigenous Peoples Day in the city of Boulder, and we became the 14th city in the nation to do so. What was really special about this was the collaboration with local Indigenous leadership, and really, for me, it was about holding space for them and making sure that this was an Indigenous-led and Indigenous voices guiding the process and what the outcome would be. And what's special about it is, in addition to establishing this Indigenous Peoples Day that so many in the community enjoy, in the resolution we included a lot of special clauses that lead to things like increased education around Indigenous culture and history, especially in the school system where it wasn't being taught, and renaming of some public lands. For instance, right now there's negotiations between multiple tribes in the city and renaming Settlers Park. So all of this promotes Indigenous leadership, healing, and greater cultural understanding of the community.
I'm speaking with Nikhil Menkinkar. He recently was recognized for his work in Boulder as a champion for diversity, inclusion, gender equity, and the LGBTQ community, the homeless, and more under-resourced and underserved communities in Colorado. You received this award for the work that you have been doing that is related to racial and hate crimes. Would you speak about that too?
So among the things I feel most proud of in this body of work is for over a decade I've been working on addressing bias and hate crimes, and in 2019 I was able to spearhead changes and updates to the city's bias motivated hate crimes law that enhance prosecutorial ability, have added protections for religious expression, and new ways of supporting victims. And what's really special about this is these are the most difficult and challenging laws to get convictions on, and it took a lot of creative thinking and innovation that I brought to the table to find a way to improve the laws and make them better that ultimately now make us a more safe community. And we have better protections for minorities, and through all the public education that we've gotten out after passing the law, it's just a much more safer community that has increased social sustainability as well.
From your own experience being a person of color, can you share with us the change that you were able to do because of your own experience living in the community?
I'm guided by my lived experience. And as a minority and as someone who's made Boulder his home and was raised here, I've faced discrimination and I've faced struggles. And instead of changing myself to try to fit in, I decided I would rather change the community and change the world around me to fit in better with me and make it more equitable and inclusive. For me, as an Indian and Sikh American, among the most important is service to the community and to stand up for anyone who's being oppressed, and that's for anyone. So I feel good that I've been able to embody and actualize these values in my own community. You know, the work around this hate crimes law and Indigenous Peoples Day, and many other initiatives I've been able to lead really comes from this place of taking my personal experience and trying to be transformative of the community that I come from in a positive way.
You have received this George Norlin Award given by the University of Colorado Boulder that honors alumni from the University of Boulder that have made a change that affect the lives of people in the community and, like you're saying, the underserved community. What is next for you, and what are your thoughts about what's happening right now, the moment that we are living?
I'm always someone who looks ahead, and I always look at the work that's yet to be done. I'm humbled and grateful to receive this award. It gives me a moment to pause and reflect on kind of a lifetime of work around social justice, civil rights, and human rights issues that I've done. I just plan to continue carrying on and doing the same thing. What a lot of people may not know is that these past couple of years, as a lot of these changes have brought them forth, and they've happened in the city of Boulder, and we've taken them out to the county. But more so, I've been very active at the state level and working with state legislators and the governor. And almost all of these initiatives, from, you know, including the fair housing protections and other ways that we've protected the most under-resourced and underserved communities, we've been able to pass them at the state level, which is great. And we plan to continue doing that. As for right now, I think in 2020, it's really special to be receiving this recognition and this award now, because it shows that not only was I ahead of my time, but I'm also right on time now to address these issues that are coming forth around civil and social unrest that we're seeing. And racial justice, racial equity, social equity, all issues that a lot of people are paying attention to now. I think there's a lot of momentum and energy in wanting to do more. So for me, it's just continuing to do what I do the way that I do it, and we will see great positive change. I see a lot of hope for the future, because when good people come together and work on good things, humanity's best days lie ahead of us.
That is Nikhil Mankekar, a civil and human rights leader and past two-time chairman of the City of Boulder Human Relationships Commission. He recently received the George Norlin Awards for the work of equity and racial social justice. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo.